Aircheckdownloads.com.
The heat is on. Number 29 on Rockin' America, Glenn Frey on the Top 30 Countdown. Our next Top 30 hit was originally released in England late last year. It went into the top five in England on the flip side of Wham's Christmas single, Last Christmas, but it never cracked the number one slot. Why? It was already filled by Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas? Number 28 this week, first week on Rockin' America, here's Wham and Everything She Wants. Wham, giving her everything she wants. That's number 28 this week on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. So far in the U.S., they've hit number one with the first two singles from the Make It Big LP. Are they going to make it three times? Only time will tell. Now we're up to a 35-year-old Australian and star of stage and screen, my man Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield is back with his first studio album in 2 years. Now, it was just earlier this year you could buy an album of Rick's early material called Beautiful Feelings, but Rick doesn't consider that his since he didn't really want it released. And just about this time last year, he began hitting the charts with songs he wrote for his movie, Hard to Hold. But in Rick's mind, he doesn't consider that a studio album because he did use other artists on the soundtrack. So, now Rick's first single from his first studio album in 2 years, here's Celebrate Youth at number 27. Rick Springfield and Celebrate Youth, number 27 on Rockin' America, his first top 30 hit from his brand new album. We'll tell you about a guy named Harold and a one-shot wonder group who breaks their streak on Rockin' America, coming up.
With Scott Shannon, Rockin' America, top 30 countdown.
I'm Scott Shannon, professional radio pronunciator on Rockin' America. We're up to number 26. Asian is One Hit Wonders. Survivor hit number one back in 1982 with Eye of the Tiger from the Rocky soundtrack. Since then, they haven't even come close to the top spot. Until this year, that is, when they hit the top 10 with I Can't Hold Back, and they followed that up with a song that peaked at number 14 last week. And this week, drops back to number 26. Here's Survivor and High on You.
Vegas good.
Survivor got as high as number 14 last week, and this week they fall back to number 26 on Rockin' America from the Vital Signs LP. That's High on You. And now let's check out a guy who isn't exactly a household name. Harold's a German arranger, and Gio Moroder on a few Donna Summer LP. Worked on the Thief of Hearts soundtrack and on the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. This week, Harold Faltermeyer, what a name, is at number 25 on Rockin' America with the theme music from Beverly Hills Cop. Here's Axel F. Number 25 this week on Rockin' America, the theme from Beverly Hills Cop by Harold Faltermeyer. It's Axel F, which is short for Axel Foley. That's the guy that Eddie Murphy plays in the movie. By the way, happy birthday to Eddie Murphy. He just turned 24 years old. And from the movie Vision Quest, the group Journey took our next hit up to number 6 on Rockin' America. And this week, they're on the way down. They're stopping off at number 24 with Only the Young. Journey and Only the Young at 24 on Rockin' America. Journey's in the studio now working on a brand new album that's supposed to be out this summer. We'll keep you posted. Up next, John Fogerty shows us his Rock and Roll Girls on Rockin' America.
Top 30 Countdown. Rockin' America. Top 30 Countdown.
I'm Scott Shannon, bringing you the Rockin' America Countdown via satellite from the Westwood One Radio Network on great radio stations like KTOZ, Springfield, Missouri, KSER, Searcy, Arkansas, and WKSE in beautiful Buffalo, New York.
Great.
Thanks for Rockin' America. And now...
The thing just went ding-dong. Somebody's at the door.
Oh, Mr. Shannon, you got a letter here. It's from the clinic.
Shut up, buzzard breath. And now the Rockin' America mailbag. Dear Mr. DJ, I've been hearing all those rumors about Daryl Hall and John Oates that they're not really best of friends, and they just record together and do concerts because they're stuck in some kind of a contract.
Oh.
I don't want to believe that's true, but when I saw them in concert last month, it almost seems like Daryl Hall and the Oates Band.
Oh.
And then when they finished You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, John muttered something like, yeah, tell me about it, and looked over at Daryl, and Daryl just looked away. What's really going on here, Mr. Shannon? This is from Chrissy Lamone of Stamford, Connecticut. Well, Chrissy, the rumors are out there that they're not getting along, but their record company and their management firm, Champion Management, tell us no problem. Daryl Hall and John Oates are still getting along. Daryl Hall is going to do a solo album on his own in the very near future, but to the best of our knowledge, they're doing just fine. If you'd like to drop a line to Rockin' America, our address is Box 7100, New York 10150. That's Box 7100, New York 10150. If we use your letter on the air, we'll send you one of these nice, tight-fitting Rockin' America shirts. And now, Daryl Hall and and John Oates at number 23 this week on Rockin' America with their latest hit, Some Things Are Better Left Unsaid.
AirCheckDownloads.com.